USARadio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, here we go. Welcome one and all. Yeah, time for another edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Once again, we got more money strategies to talk about. Oh, so stand by for the best advice in the known universe. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me. Now, we're going to talk this segment, or maybe two, it just depends on, you know, how much we can cover. Going to be talking about bonds, as we sort of mentioned at the end of the program yesterday. Bonds, and of course, by extension of that, perhaps some bond alternatives, fixed income products. Now, we're also going to get into the question of what types of bonds there are, what are some of the different risks associated with bonds, how you measure a bond's performance, where do they fit in your portfolio, all that stuff. But I think what we're going to start with in just a moment is the basics of bonds. It explains how bonds and interest rates are tied together. What happens to your bond when its interest rates either go up or down? And these are the questions, I think, that need to be answered, and we're going to be doing that this hour in as timely a fashion as possible. So if you got a question for the Brain Trust, whatever your topic, doesn't matter. You just give us a call right now at our studio number. Lines open, 877-PLANNER, our number. We've got those lines open as we're early in the show right now. Emails, get those to us here at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum, our main man, our in-house Brain Trust advisor, here courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group. I remind you again, you need a bucket strategy. You need one put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals. None of this generic stuff, stuff that's taken off a computer and just run through and you know, what's your age there? That's all I need to know. No, it's all custom tailored. You can call the professor, talk to him or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this off-air number, 800-644-1150. Preparing yourself for whatever might happen in the future, well, that's one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. Get some guidance, be prepared. Get some professional help from the Brain Trust so that you don't have to tackle this on your own. You do not want to be on your own with this. Again, the number at Lucia Capital Group off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I'm so used to low interest rates, Professor Rick Plum, that whenever I hear somebody mention anything like a 4% guaranteed rate, all of a sudden I just perk up and I say, can't be, can't be.
Well, it can be. It's just that you have to go out on long time on the maturities, and you got to go into the corporates. It can't be the government bond world.
Well, that's not guaranteed, though.
It's guaranteed by that company.
Well, yeah, but if it's a company, I mean, guaranteed is, you know.
It's that you can get that in some very strong companies.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to find. That's why I would look. I would, my ears would perk up and say, okay. But there was a time when he said 4% guarantee. Who would ever invest their money for any amount of time at 4%? So obviously things change. Here we are with rates, interest rates still hovering around pretty darn low. Let's talk for just a second about bonds. I do want to just start with the basics because there are people out there who need to understand, and it can be hard to understand. The interest rate versus bond, the relationship, how do they work? A bond is a loan.
A bond is a loan. You are loaning the company money.
Or municipality or whatever.
Or the government, the municipality, the state, mm-hmm. the local government, the federal government. You are loaning them money, and what you're doing is you're giving them money for the promise that they will pay you back at some point in the future, the maturity date. And in the meantime, most of the time, they're going to pay you interest along the way. Interest is generally paid government-wise twice a year. So you give them X amount. Now, if you're buying it from the entity, you give them X amount of dollars, and they're going to give it back to you at the future, at the maturity date, and they pay you interest on that face amount of the bond. Most people don't buy their bonds from the issuer. They go out in the market, just like most people don't buy their stocks from the issuing company. They buy it somewhere on the stock exchange. So you go out to the bond market, and you say, I'm looking for a bond of X quality. You know, whether it's, you identify whether you want a corporate bond, a municipal bond, a government bond, and you identify either a time frame, and you try to get the best interest rate for it, or you identify an interest rate and then figure out where the time frame is involved. But you're looking at basically buying into a loan that has been made by a company, to a company. And so you're buying an income stream in many respects. And so what happens, though, is if the interest rates are the same today as they were when the bond was issued, I can buy that bond for right around or right at its face amount. Face amount being what the company is going to pay, or what the issuing entity is going to pay when it matures. The face amount, that's the amount of the bond, the amount of the loan. And it's what determines what the interest rate is. So if the interest rate is 5%, it's 5% of the face amount. And so what's happening is you go out and you buy a bond. Now, most of the time, interest rates are not exactly the same as it was when they were issued, the bond was issued. So interest rates are either higher or lower than when that bond was originally issued. And so that's where we get into the idea, the complication, that today's value for that particular bond may be different than the face amount. Now, we know at maturity, assuming the bond pays off and there's no defaults, they're going to give me back a stated face amount. We know what the final value is. We know what the interest payment is. It's a percentage of that face amount. What we don't know necessarily is what today's value is. And today's value is based on what the current interest rates are. If the current interest rates are, for equal time horizons, are greater than what your bond you're looking at, then your price is going to be less than what the face amount is. If the current interest rates are lower than what the bond interest rate is, your current price will be higher. Now, why is that? Well, if I'm looking at a 3% 30-year bond and interest rates today are 2%, if I went and bought a new bond from the issuing entity, I could only get 2%. But John's got a 30-year bond at 3%. So his income is higher than what I could get elsewhere. I'm willing to pay more for that higher income over the same period of time than I am willing to give the company. So I'm willing to bid the price up. And so I want to buy that income stream. That income stream is worth something. What's it worth? Well, it depends on how many years I'm going to receive that interest. In that hypothetical example, I'm going to receive that 1% more interest for 30 years. You know, without considering time value of money, that'd be worth, 30% more. It's not worth 30% more, but it's probably worth 10 or 12% more than what I could get just in a regular bond today. On the other side, if the bond has gone down or if the interest rates are lower, mm-hmm. I'm not willing to pay as much for that bond because I'm getting a lower interest rate. If the interest rate on the bond is lower than what I could get from a new issuing company, why would I pay $10,000 for a 2% bond when I can go over here and get a brand new one and pay $10,000 for a 3% bond?
Right. And when they so the bond would have to be discounted in order for to
get somebody to buy it.
Right. And the discount is actually a mathematical calculation. It's not up to you to say, well, all right, give me $9,800 for it.
No,
it's not up for bid.
It is up for bid.
Well, no, okay, because they do go out for auction.
It is up I'm for saying, bid, but it's based on a mathematical equation.
And the mathematical equation, which we really won't get into, but it has to do with how much time is left for that bond.
If I've got a 3% bond that matures a year from now, or I could get a 2% bond that matures a year from now, it's not going to be a huge premium because it's only a year of 1%. So I'd probably pay maybe almost 1% more for that bond because it's the equivalent cost. It's the equivalent rate of return. It is a mathematical equation, but people will get emotional at times. And you start with a mathematical equation that says this is what that price should be. But if we really believe interest rates are going to change very quickly or in the near future, we may be willing to pay a little bit more or a little bit less, depending on which way we think the interest rates are going to go, because we're betting on the future. Mm-hmm. And so we start with a current value based purely on math, and then we introduce expectations to that value. That's why sometimes the values don't go exactly with what the mathematical equation says. And that's where, you know, another type of bond, a TIP, a Treasury Inflation Protected Security, is, that's why they're so volatile in price. Because people buy them on the perception of inflation or lack of inflation. They will pay a lot more, way over what they should be paying based on pure math, because they expect interest rates, or inflation, I should say, to go up, which will reward that bond very nicely if interest rates actually do go up. So the swing in the value goes way high, and then people realize, okay, we've overbid for it, and now that doesn't look like there's any inflation, and it goes way back the other way. The pendulum swings very wide on the Treasury inflation protected securities, because it's based on some outcome with inflation. We can talk about those at another time.
Yeah, so really the risks, people say, well, is there a risk with a government bond? Well, yes, there is. The risks are that interest rates could go down, could go up, and right, your bond could be worth less, which is only a problem if you have to sell that bond before it matures.
Well, the problem is that you either have to sell it, or you accept lower income for the life of the bond.
You miss some, there's an opportunity cost there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't care about that, that's not all that big a deal.
Well, that's why it's difficult to buy a 30-year bond right now, because 30 years is a long time to lock into today's rates.
Right, and if you're going to lock in today's rates at, what is it, around 2%, 2.1, 2.4, whatever it is, you're going to do that. Just imagine what happens if 8, 9, 10 years from now, interest rates are, instead of 2.4, they're at 4.4. I mean, there ain't anybody going to want to take that bond unless
you're going to have to
really
discount the heck out
really
of it.
Really discount it, and you're going to lose money on it. Okay, we're going to talk about some bond alternatives. Are bonds a good place to be? What alternatives are there out there? 877-PLANNER. Hey, call us about any money issue. We got lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Talking about money at the moment, bonds, but any question you have, whether it's on bonds or something else, we'll take your calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're all about strategy on this program. So just a little bit, we'll take a couple of calls right now, but in just a little bit, we will give you perhaps some alternative to bonds. And I'm going to ask this timing question in just a few minutes, maybe sometime this hour. On Professor Plum, which is now a good time to get into bonds or should I wait? Because once again, you know, it's easy to see where interest rates are right now and you can kind of predict where they're going, maybe, but when? All right, 877-PLANNER. Once again, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Let's move along next to Mark, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got what might be considered an ignorant question dealing with bonds and bond funds. If you own a bond and it's at a set interest rate and interest rates go lower, obviously that bond is worth more money.
Yes.
Can you cash out any amount of that increased value without totally selling the bond? Or if to realize that gain, you have to get rid of that income stream and get rid of the bond?
You would have to sell the bond, or and usually they're sold in, you know, units. You've got X number of units of bonds, you know, all $1,000 units, and so you could sell the units off, sell the bonds off, but you would have to sell them to realize the gain.
Understood. Well, I've never had held an individual bond, but in my 401k, I see the bond funds, and I just kind of wondered how that worked, how you could buy in, cash out, cash in, without the manager having to actually sell the bonds.
Well, with a bond fund, you're not selling the individual bonds. That's what the manager is there for. The manager is buying and selling and holding on to individual bonds based on what their goal of managing is. And in many cases, at the end of the year, we've seen fairly large gains being passed on to the shareholder because within the mutual fund, the manager's bought and sold and hopefully done it at a gain. If we want to realize, you know, we put in $5,000 and it's worth $6,000, you know, X number of years later, if we want to, and it wasn't from reinvested dividends, we were taking the distribution, the interest every year. If we want to realize that $1,000 of gains, we'd have to sell that mutual fund to get that gain.
Understood. One last quick question, kind of unrelated, but dealing with annuities.
Mm-hmm.
If an insurance company sells an annuity to you, can that insurance company sell that same contract to another company?
It's rare. Now, there are times where companies fall upon hard times or companies merge together and they become a different company. But I've never seen them sell it. Not like a
mortgage?
Yeah, not like a mortgage where, yeah, you know, a bank creates a mortgage and sells it to another company. Most of the time, I mean, I've never seen it happen. I can't say it won't happen, but when you buy an annuity through XYZ insurance company, unless that company merges with another company, you're always going to be, or until you cash out of it, with that company.
Yeah, well, my fear was if you go with an A-rated company and you buy into a 30-year or a lifetime income annuity and that company sells the rights of that contract to a B-rated company, in other words.
I don't think they can sell it. I've never seen it happen. And that's one, you know, and so you really, it's always with that company every time I've ever seen it.
Hey, I'm a fiduciary, and Ray really gave me a hard time about this. He told me he would never take on the responsibility. But I'm a fiduciary for my company's 401k.
Okay.
And at our last quarterly meeting, the provider was starting to introduce annuities in our lineup. And immediately, the first question I had to him, I said, "Well, how do we benchmark that?"
Well, what kind of annuities are they what kind of annuities are they introducing? Are they introducing fixed annuities? Are they introducing
fixed annuity?
A fixed annuity is just a guaranteed interest rate.
Yeah, but there's fees involved.
Not on a fixed annuity. There are no fees involved in a fixed annuity unless it has a rider like the lifetime income guarantee that you mentioned earlier. If it has a lifetime income guarantee, then there may or may not be an overt fee that is being charged to that particular amount of money on the contract. But a fixed annuity, just as itself, does not have any fees. Just like a CD to the investor does not have any fees. A fixed annuity is an interest rate. It's a guarantee of principal from the insurance company with an interest payment every year that's added to the principal each year. And there are no fees to that unless you add riders. Now, variable annuities, that's a different game. They have fees. But a fixed annuity without riders does not have fees.
Okay, so if you buy a fixed annuity for 6% and you give them $1 million and the company stays solvent, that would be $60,000 a year.
Well, assuming you could find one that was paying 6%, there is no insurance company paying 6% on fixed annuities right now.
I'm about 8 years from retirement, so I'm crossing my fingers that between now and then we go up a couple percent.
We all are, Mark.
Yeah, but in the 90s, we could buy fixed annuities with 6 and 7%, 5, 6, 7 year guaranteed interest rates, like a long-term CD, but it's issued by the insurance company, guaranteed by the insurance company. And yes, at that point, if you put $1 million into a fixed annuity that had a 6% guaranteed interest payment, you got $60,000 each year. Whether you took it out and spent it or whether you just added it to the principal and let it compound over the years, that was up to you. But that's the way it worked. There were no fees on fixed annuities. There are no fees on fixed annuities.
Understood. So the only competitive thing would be exactly what the interest rate is.
Right. But because interest rates are so dismal right now, there are a lot of fixed indexed annuities and there are a lot of variable annuities that have guaranteed lifetime income benefit riders that guarantee that you can withdraw X amount of money for the rest of your life. Even if the cash value goes to zero, they'll let you continue to withdraw the money, but the insurance company is going to be writing the check at that point. That rider has a fee, and that rider is being marketed in many cases as a 6, 7, or 8% return, which it's not a 6 or 7%, 8% return. It's a 6 or 7 or 8% increase on a hypothetical account ledger, but it gets really muddy in that area. They're not earning that much today. I just wanted to make sure you weren't buying into somebody selling you a guarantee of 6% return today.
No. Well, this was like a preliminary. They gave us a brochure there was a whole lot of information involved with it. It was just like bringing it up as this is what we're going to be probably talking about next quarter.
Yeah, the federal government is trying to push 401ks to introduce lifetime income to 401ks. Problem is, it's very complicated and it can be mismarketed fairly easily. So,
I think that's the direction they're going. I appreciate your time, guys. Love your show.
Thank you,
Mark. You asked some great questions. We had some questions on bonds and fixed annuities. And actually, you know what? We can kind of put those two things together, because one of the topics that we were going to get into is some bond alternatives, and we could do that when we come back. Bond alternatives could include, as we were just talking about, interest rates, etc., guarantees by an insurance company could include the possibility of a fixed annuity as perhaps a bond alternative. We're going to find out. We're going to talk about that. Any other questions you have, we got a couple lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. More of your phone calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too.
So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Giving you strategy ideas. We're all about strategy on this particular program. And, of course, wealth education. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you every day from Lucia Capital Group, talking about your money. I could just keep doing this. Talking about your money again and your money strategies. And speaking of money strategies, I want to remind you again, folks in Las Vegas, you only got a few days left, a couple of days, until the big workshop happens this Saturday, October 1st. It's the Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. Stopping in Las Vegas this Saturday. Don't miss them because we won't be back for a few months after that. Saturday morning, October 1st at the Renaissance Hotel. Learn about alternative retirement strategies and some of the alternative investments that you could put inside those or use with those alternative strategies, investing like endowments, etc. Stuff you won't find anywhere else, have never heard anywhere else. From Professor Plum, meet the professor if you haven't already, and see the Brain Trust there in Las Vegas this Saturday, once again at the Renaissance Hotel. Next one is happening not even quicker, but pretty quickly after that, Phoenix, Arizona. We want to see everybody in Phoenix, Arizona at do we know where we are?
Desert Ridge.
Okay, the Desert Marriott Desert Ridge. Okay, all right, we've been there before. That'll be the following Saturday, October 8th in Phoenix, Arizona. So Las Vegas and Phoenix, you guys are up to bat this Saturday and a week from Saturday, October 1st and October 8th. Houston, Texas, that's coming up October 22nd. So you do want to see people there. There will be other locations after that, of course. Go to wealthed.com to sign up. Won't cost you a dime to do any of this. Just show up, learn all about this, these alternative retirement strategies, and get your money questions answered as well. Wealthed.com, wealthed.com. I want to see you there. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're talking with Mark a moment ago. He was talking about selling bonds and things like that. But then he also brought up, on kind of another note, fixed annuities, and he had said something about 6%. We can hold that off and just for just a little bit. But when we're talking about bonds, first of all, Professor Plum, there are risks that interest rates could go up, right?
Oh yeah, the risk is that the company that issue it doesn't make the payment. That's one type of risk. The other risk is interest rate risk. Interest rates change, and the value of your bond changes, and you're either getting less interest than you could have otherwise gotten or received. Or you have to sell it and you're going to receive less or more from the principal than you thought you were going to have, because the principal is only guaranteed at maturity. If you want to sell your bond, you can't go back to the company and say, I know this thing says it's not maturing until 2032, but I'd really like my $10,000 back. It says face amount $10,000. And the bank's going to, or the company that issues, like, well, wait till 2032. We'll keep paying your interest in the meantime. So if you want to sell your bond, you got to sell it to somebody else. And they may not give you the face amount for it. They may give you, if your bond is paying a lot of interest, they may give you more. But if it's not paying very much interest, they may give you less.
Yeah, you could sell it at a premium if your interest rate happens to be higher than the prevailing interest rates for that same kind of bond. Or you could be selling it at a discount.
And that's why when you look at historical rates of return on bonds, not only were interest rates higher so they made more money back in the day, but as you went along, those bond funds made money from selling those high interest rate bonds. And the total return was a combination of the interest that the bond fund received and
the premium
the premium that they received by selling them. So we're not going to see those types of rates of return going forward anytime soon, starting with interest rates where we are today.
No, you're not. And, of course, a lot of people buy bonds for the income. But these days, you know, with the income being generated from them, frankly, you know, can't necessarily see. We gave that figure. It was a million. If you put $1 million today into a 10-year treasury, you're going to get is $15,000 a year. That's off of $1 million. So, you know, if you happen to have $1 million, $15,000, well, it'd be nice, you know, if you're making $40,000 a year. But if you have $1 million, it's really just kind of nothing. So the question is, if you're not buying these for income, what are you buying them for? Professor, what are they buying them for?
Well, a lot of people actually have reintroduced longer-term bonds into their portfolio in the last couple of years. because they don't believe, now nobody can tell for sure, they don't believe interest rates are going to go up anytime soon. So they're trying to get some return, cash flow return from them, in the hopes that interest rates stay where they are for some time. And so they get that extra income. But they are taking risk to be able to get
that
extra income.
They're going out. How long are people going out?
15, 20 years, long
bounds. Wow, you see, to me, that's too much of a risk. But okay, yeah.
It is a risk.
Yes.
And so some people are looking at it as part of a calculated risk where they're adding or introducing a longer-term bond as part of the overall portfolio, knowing that there is risk to it. But in the meantime, they're getting a better rate of return. And so they're trying to balance those two things out.
A better rate of return by going a little bit longer.
Right, a better interest payment, a better cash flow.
Yeah, because the longer you go out, the higher the interest rate is going
to
be.
And so they're also hoping that they will be able to see signs in the future that show that interest rates might be going up, and they can sell the bond before that happens. That's a timing game. And it's that's a scary game.
Well, anytime you say it's a timing game, of course, you've got some risk. 877-PLANNER, give us a call, 877-PLANNER. All right, so let's say you don't care much for that risk. You don't want to take that risk, okay? You'd like some income, though. You'd like something. So we're going to turn to the alternative side of this and say, well, I don't really want bonds. I'm not going to take my bond money. I'm not going to put it in the stock market, as a lot of people have done, trying to chase yield.
That has been an alternative. People have looked at, well, the dividend yield on this basket of stocks, this index fund, this mutual fund, has been 2.5%. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I do that instead of 1.5 to 1.7-ish in a 10-year treasury? I'll hold on to it for 10 years, and maybe I'll even get some appreciation. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'll get that dividend. Well, that could happen, but in the meantime, there's a lot more volatility in there. It could go a lot higher or lower in value if you need to get the money back soon.
Now, we were talking with Mark in the last segment. He had mentioned on another note fixed annuities. But you mm-hmm. know something? There is a case to be made for fixed annuities as perhaps being some kind of an alternative to bonds.
Oh, it can be. I mean, especially if you're looking at that 10-year bond or a 5-year bond.
Right. Let's say
what's a 5-year treasury paying today? What, 0.9?
Right. And even a 10-year, if a 10-year treasury, what's that paying? Why would I want to go out 10 years and get 1.5 whatever, 1.54,
even
1.6, when I can go out 3 years and maybe get, you know, a little bit better, 1.7, 1.8?
Well, I was looking at rates today. I get updates on things, and there were some index annuities, which are guaranteed principal. This one does not have a rider on it. There's nothing fancy about it. It's just an index annuity. And the cap was 5% over a 10-year period of time. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get 5% every year. It is an index. And in the years where the S&P, in this case, is positive, you get an interest payment of whatever the positive result of the index is up to a maximum of 5% a year. But you figure, you know, out of several of those years, out of the next 10, you'll probably get 5%. Even if you only get 5% three times out of the next 10, you've basically equaled what the 10-year Treasury is doing.
Right. And
so
and
if you get a positive return more than three times, you're probably going to do better than that. Now, on the other side, if you just don't want to worry about what the index does, you could go to a shorter time period, maybe with a 10-year fixed annuity from a high-rated company, you're probably right around 3%. Is it great? Well, great's relative. When you're considering a 1.5% interest rate on a 10-year treasury or a 3% interest rate guarantee from a high-rated insurance company, it's 100% better.
Well, yeah. It is. It's better by 100%.
It is guaranteed by a different guaranteeing body. Obviously, with a treasury, the federal government's guaranteeing it. With an annuity, the insurance company.
Yeah.
And so you have to look at it. And that's what our caller Mark was talking about. You stay with well-rated, and he was worried about them selling it to a less-rated company. That doesn't happen. Stay with a good, well-rated, high-respected, A-plus or better-rated company, and you've got a pretty good guarantees. Not government guarantees, but pretty solid.
It's really probably going to be guaranteed almost by the entire industry, I would suggest. I'm not saying that's really going to happen, but you could look at it that way.
But again, double the return.
Well, you do. But again, you're really committing yourself for 10 years at 3%.
Right. So you can get a shorter period of time. You know, 5 years right now is probably in the 2.3% range.
Okay, 5 years. That gives you a little bit better, you know, it gives you a better rate of return over 5 years.
Right. It also lets you...
After 5 years.
Lets you get into something else at a quicker period of time if interest rates do go up in the not too distant future. Maybe interest rates go up 3 years from now. Wouldn't that be nice? So then 2 years later, you could jump into something else.
Well, that's it. And even if they do go up 3 years from now, are they going to go up appreciably to the point where even your five-year fixed annuity that you bought today, say, is going to be paying less than what those new interest rates are? I would suggest it. If I were going to play a guessing game, I'm going to say no. I could be wrong, but that's my guess.
That's all part of the game.
It is part of the game.
Being wrong is being part of the game.
That's it. And so you have to look at this stuff from a risk-reward type. Now, I've got to take a break in a minute. We're going to take a couple of calls when we come back. So if you're on hold, don't go away. We'll put Ronald up next and a couple others. We'll get your name up there in just a moment. What I want to do, though, if we don't have time next segment, I'll do this in the next hour if you happen to tune in. I want to talk about on these alternative to bonds. We were saying just a second ago about fixed annuities, why you might consider them to be a bond alternative, how the payment is structured, what you have to do if you buy a 10-year fixed annuity or 5-year, is your money really stuck there? Hint, kind of. Hey, you could pay to get it out, I suppose, but you know. Anyway, all right, so hang on. We're going to talk about all that stuff. More alternatives to bond. Doesn't just have to be annuities. You've got stable value funds, perhaps, if you have a 401k. Anything at all. All right, 877-PLANNER. More of your phone calls. Just take a very short break here. Coming back to answer your questions, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, in some, if not many, cities across the country, across this great nation of ours and around the world. There's another hour ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing, talking to you more about money and money strategies, giving you some of these bond alternatives. As I said, if we don't have time this hour, we'll get to that next hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, moving along next to Ronald, as promised, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Ronald.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
Okay, I have an entertainment contract that is about to mature, meaning they're going to pay me for the money contract, and it's going to be of extremely large amount of money. Mm-hmm. The strategy I need to know is, because I'm getting up front, because I financed the whole career, so I don't owe the record label anything. So what I want to know is, how do I keep the money more so than try to build it?
Mm.
And I can tell you the contract is over $1 billion.
You have to pay contractors?
No, I'm saying to you that it's a...
The contract is $1 million.
Okay.
Entertainment, right. Deal... In other words, before you get a record deal, you have to produce the music. The music
right.
has already been produced. The product has already been produced. The songs have already been produced. It's just that they have to wait to release it. When they release it is when you get paid.
Okay.
They're about to release the product, and I'm about to get a large sum of money, so I want to know how do I keep...
Well, that's a great question to ask right now, Ronald, before you get it. I think that's great.
You're going to want to get with a team of professionals, accountants, and things of that nature to be able to try to shelter, use as much of the money that you've paid into the system already to shelter the money coming out of it so that not all of the lump sum that they give you will be taxable. That's where the biggest loss of funds is going to come from, taxation. And so you really need a very good set of accountants and maybe even tax attorneys to help you with that.
Accountants and tax attorneys?
Yes. Then once the money is there and we work through paying Uncle Sam what they think that they're owed, now we have to look at what's left and how do we make that work for you so that you can live and you can enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
So there's two sides of the equation. One is, how do we keep as much of this as possible and keep as much as possible away from Uncle Sam? And the other thing is, once we've figured out how much we have, how do we structure it to create an income, to create the portfolio that does what you need it to do for you, whether it's an income today or whatever, or down the line?
Well, I can say this, is that I'm already retired. I retired from ExxonMobil.
Okay.
And so for me, You know, I live really good, beautiful neighborhood, no issues, no nothing. I'm in perfect health, so I don't have no medical issues or whatever.
Good.
So anyway, for me, it was just a thing that I got to venture into, and I was asked to invest into it, and so eventually they started using my creativity, which I didn't even really know I was creative. And I didn't know, but people started asking me questions, and they realized that, hey, well, this guy's got a gift.
Well, you see, that's an oil well that you didn't think would produce, and look what it did. That's excellent. So now, Ronald, what do you want to have happen with that?
What I really want to do, is, I'll be honest with you, is spend it all.
Okay.
I'm in the opposite side of this pendulum.
Okay. And how quickly do you want to spend it all?
Huh?
How quickly do you want to spend it all?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm in excellent health, okay? So I'm over 60, but I expect to live to 100.
Okay. And do you want to spend it between now and 70 or between now and 100?
No. I want to spend it between now and 95.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay. So we want
to put together a game plan that says you can have this amount of money every year and spend it down to, you know, every penny of it each year. And then next year, you know, you're going to have another set of X amount of dollars available to spend each year and have it last until 95.
Well, 95 or 100. I mean, I expect to live longer than that. I'm very, very disciplined about my diet. You know, I drink no soda. I don't eat no candy. I don't eat no ice cream. Don't consume no salt. Don't eat no pork. You know, I'm very physically fit. I'm very spiritually disciplined.
So
there's not many things that I need other than how to spend money.
So what, if you don't have all those things in your life, what are you going to spend the money on?
Yeah, I mean.
You know what? For the amount of money I'm talking about, I can buy anything. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to run out of money in 40 years.
Well, okay. You could. You've got to make sure that you're structuring it right now. It sounds to me like you're paying good attention to it, Ronald.
Well,
so.
I was, but the thing is, I'm going to tell you, see, I have no children. I have no wife.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, well, right, so, there you go.
There's virtually nobody to leave it to.
Well, that's
so you want to spend it. Now, there are a lot of lottery winners that said, I'll never be able to spend this money, and within 5 or 10 years, they are bankrupt and out of money. So,
well, I'm going to tell you this is over $1 billion. So I don't see how I'm going to distribute. Even if I bought a plane, if I bought a boat, if I bought a mansion, or if I bought two mansions.
Did you say
with a B?
So billion, like
with a B.
With a B. Oh, okay.
With a B, not
see,
an M.
I was looking at an M, and I said, well, Ronald.
No. This is like I said, this is an incredible concept.
Right, and you need.
I'm a little smarter than the average person who gets into the entertainment industry.
Hey, Ronald, you need a team of professionals, tax attorneys and tax accountants, up front, first and foremost, to be able to create the entity, the
taxes
structure. The taxes are going to be the killer for you right away.
That's what's going to do it. And
that's going to be the biggest expense that you will ever see.
Right. So spending isn't going to be a problem. It's going to be keeping it up front. I tell you what, Ronald, I got to take a break here for the top of the air. Hold on a second. I think we know of a team of people that could help you out, at least with a portion of it. I mean, you're not going to run out of money. Ronald, that's the most entertaining call of the hour. Thank you for that. And good luck to you, man. Don't go away. I'd like to talk to him and find out what this is.
And he's in an area where there are teams of very good professionals that deal with this kind of thing all the time.
Yes, I assume his residence is Las Vegas. He's calling from there. So what would be nice is there's no state tax on
this. And
so
if it isn't his residence, he may want to move there.
Yeah, although if he receives this money before he establishes his residence, any state that he lives in is going to come after him, believe me. So anyway, Ronald, your biggest problem is going to be taxes.
If he moves there from California and can set it up in time, saves him $130 million.
There's California, believe me, will still come after him. I guarantee it because I've seen it happen. All right. Ronald, thank you for the call. Hold on. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, talk to Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You need a spending plan. You need a saving plan. You want your money to last till you reach 105. You can get a plan together. 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.